We're in Austin, Texas, and we're actually here with Iris Albizu. And she's going to share with us some of the things that are going on that her law firm is seeing and how they're addressing these issues. has been crazy for immigration and family lawyers.
Yes, yes. I think that for immigration, for sure, has been very drastic, very dramatic. A lot of changes every day, literally every day, there is something new.
Yeah, it's never been like that, right?
No. Well, in 2017, when the first Trump administration, we did have some changes, but I think that this time has been full force.
It's wild now.
It has been crazy, for sure.
For people that might need help from an immigration attorney, would you share some advice with them? Where are we today?
So I think that people need to be careful of the scams. That's one for sure. You need to be careful in vetting who you're hiring, who you're consulting. And right now it's very easy. Social media gives you like the reviews. You know, you can you can see who is out there, who's giving the advice, when they post a video, the comments of people they see, you know, you see positive comments or positive feedback. Be careful and choose someone that you see that is active in there, that someone bet for them and you know, some of those reviews. I know some reviews people pay for it, but I'm pretty sure for attorneys it's different because as attorneys, we're not supposed to do that. And then you can get in trouble. So what I'm trying to say is that don't just hire someone because someone recommended to you only. That's a good source. But sometimes the attorney that worked for your family member, your friend, it's not the same one that you need for your case. So that's I think that's something to look into when you're looking for an immigration attorney these times. And be careful because also if it looks too good, right now it's very difficult to practice immigration law. So if it looks too good, it might be a scam. Or it might be someone that doesn't know what they're doing and they're promising to you to do something and they don't know what they're doing.
I love that you pointed out like Google reviews because you can't fake 100 Google reviews from all different people. Exactly. And these days, people are very specific about what they say, right? So that kind of stuff can't be faked. You've got well over 100 incredible reviews.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
So what's going on in immigration law right now that you think is the most relevant as you're talking to people, not only in Texas, right, but you do work all over the U.S., right?
I do, but I'm more local and local to Texas and local to Austin. But I would say, like, overall, what I'm seeing from groups and, you know, I'm part of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA. I'm part of several groups that on Facebook and, you know, groups that are that have their reputation of being, you know, having good lawyers and, and helping people. I mean, it's a frustration with the deportation, you know, agenda. You know, good people are being removed. Good people are being detained. People that are working that has no criminal history, and that for sure is a lot of frustration. And then what we're seeing is getting very tough to get people out of detention while you know once they are detained. So unfortunately, you know, I started my career as a removal attorney, like working in deportation cases, detained, going to the detention facilities. But right now that work is super hard. It's getting very, very difficult.
So currently there is a big issue across the U.S. where people that are undocumented are hunkering down and they're hiding. And CNN just reported on it and many other channels have as well. There's afraid to get out of the house, to go to church or school, or even to go see their immigration attorney right now. What are you guys doing to make people feel more comfortable about getting the help they need?
So what we're doing virtual consultations. So we're offering virtual consultations like Zoom or any other means that we can, Google Meet. We're doing telephonic consultations so people don't have to leave their home or, you know, get on the road and be somewhere. And that has been successful. I will tell you that I think that 99% of my consultations are over the phone or virtual. People don't want to come to the office and not because they don't want to. We have a very, very beautiful space, by the way, but people prefer that. And also because traffic and other things. But yeah, so we offer that. Consultations are confidential. You know, I'm an immigration attorney. I help immigrants. I don't call immigration on them. So I think that that's something that sometimes is difficult when I have a consultation. Some people are hesitant at the beginning to tell me the whole full thing. And when I notice, it's like, hey, whatever you're saying is confidential. I'm not going to share this with immigration. I'm not going to say this to anyone. You know, this is a privileged communication. So also making sure that people understand that the relationship they are establishing or that consultation is confidential.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I love that y'all are doing that. There's mm-hmm. no reason for people to hide. Help is available and you keep everything private, clients, all confidential. And why not do a Zoom,
yeah.
right? If you can get help.
And we're trying a little bit more, especially with the Hispanic community, it's difficult because they're not sometimes tech savvy. Right. But we're trying more and more to say, hey, we can send you a link so you can pay. We are sending you the contract online so you can just sign it. And we're sending you the list. We're sending you different. We created several groups of emails so they can share their documents and everything. And we have also 8 a.m. or my case, I still call it my case,
yeah.
a portal showing them how to use it, how to upload documents. So they feel that they don't have the need to go outside of their home and come to the office.
So Iris, share with us how someone might contact you.
So on social media, if you search Abogada Iris, Abogada is the term in Spanish for lawyer. Abogada Iris, that's how I'm on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure on Facebook also appears like that. My last name, A-L-B-I-Z-U. So if you look my last name and law firm, Albizu Law Firm, on Facebook and also on the web, you're going to find all my information. And I mean, my phone number, the phone number of the law firm is 512-861-5638. And we receive text messages too. So if you want to send a text message saying, hey, I want a consultation, they can do that too.
Thank you for joining us today. Congratulations on all your success.
No, thank you. Thank you.
This podcast has been prepared for general information purposes only and is not legal advice. This information is not intended to create, and receipt of it does not constitute an attorney-client relationship.